Banff, Wisconsin. And I believe Jim has that as the first reader.
I do. Banff, Wisconsin is based in Madison, serving Dane County in Greater Madison. It is a ballet company with a paid administrator and some paid artists, some payment to artists. It was founded in 1976 as the Madison Youth Ballet, became the Wisconsin Dance Ensemble in 1981, and became Banff, Wisconsin in 1999. Its budget is in the 100, has declined over the last couple of years from $124,000 to $104,000. It is roughly a break-even budget. They had a surplus of about $3,500 in two of the 3 years. They promote and foster dance in Wisconsin through productions by serving young people seven and up with performances. By maintaining the Dance Wisconsin company of high school youth and professional guest artists, and by providing demonstrations, discounted performances, and dance in the school programs. Their primary programs, they do much of their work, or have done much of their work at the Wisconsin Union Theater and the Mitby Theater at, whatever they're calling MATC these days. For several years they did the Nutcracker accompanied by the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. I'm not certain, based on the materials they submitted, whether the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra is still part of their program, although the Nutcracker certainly is. Largely volunteer artists, they do residencies in schools through physical education programs. They have engaged 231 artists, 4,089 adults, and 4,089 adults and 2,859 children and youth. So they've had a significant impact over the area. They do five productions a year. They have used seven venues for those. Some of them travel to more than one venue. They have been doing their in-school residencies for two elementary schools in Sun Prairie recently. Their core company it consists of eight high school students and one adult, and they have a board of directors of 10. They have been active in creating new works, including a work called Brave Ballerina, based on a children's book about an African-American ballerina. They get 3 to 5 requests per year for their residencies, but because they do not charge the elementary schools for those residencies, they have only been able to fund the two. At least that's the way I interpreted the data that they submitted. They have a donated storage facility. They have dedicated alumni. Each year that they are able, they apply to the Green Bay Packer Foundation. And they are trying to break in a new grant writer, which has been a challenge for them. Their impact has to do with their engagement with youth. They rely on the venue reports of attendance and where the audiences come from. And they receive evaluations from the physical education teachers for their in-school activities. The summary of board discussion, I want to say that, praise them for the summary of board discussion after Brave Ballerina. They gave us the summary of the evaluation discussion that the board did after that performance. And it appeared very productive and points to some promising ways of enhancing their evaluations through curated discussions with audience members. So they're already on their way to moving to another level of evaluation. I'll stop at that point.
Thank you. All right. So, Emily, you are next. I'm sorry, not Emily. Christina, you are the secondary reader on this one.
Okay. I was really impressed with the outreach they have with schools, and also working with communities, children that face other Sorry, I'm rambling here because I'm thinking of the 50% free and reduced lunch, so I'm really happy that they have this as a focus as their outreach in providing dance as art for children. I really appreciated that they have that as a focus within their organization. I feel like financially they're making ends meet, but it sounds like they want to grow and they need to have some grant funding in order to be even more effective in the community.
Any other strengths and weaknesses before we open it up to the third panelist?
Just that it might be helpful for them to open the discussion with schools that want to have their program about joint fundraising in the community, so that the schools could help them find the money to do more residencies and workshops.
Great, thank you, Jim. All right, Emily.
I thought their quality was quite high, and they obviously are meeting the needs of their participants and their audiences. I was just a little bit, I don't want to say confused, but it was a little vague about their relationship with dance studios in the area, and whether they were perceived as in some kind of conflict, which I don't think they are. I think they have different missions, but it seems like there was some confusion on their recruiting of new participants.
Let me add to that. It on four occasions in the application and supporting materials, they appeared to speak not positively about another dance company in the area. I don't think that was helpful to their presentation.
That may be what I was picking up on. I was confused by it. It wasn't completely clear.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So my feeling, if I could just jump in on that, is when sometimes an organization or and maybe they could have clarified this more, when sometimes when organizations are putting themselves into marginalized communities, it is important to explain why they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not naming another dance company would be important, but being able to explain how you're different and what's differentiating you from other dance companies or other organizations as far as mission and goals and what you're trying to do. It's very unique work when you are focusing on obtaining a population of children and adults who have come to the experience with historical trauma and intergenerational trauma and challenges like poverty. I mean, I read it as they're working hard to meet people where they're at and give them a full experience and participation.
I fully agree with what you just said, Christina, but a phrase like professed professional is not edifying in the way that you were discussing.
Okay.
Well, but aren't they, don't most of the participants pay a fee for performance, for participation? The company members do pay.
Company members do pay.
Yes. So I don't know what their ratio of scholarship students is. And I know their outreach is typically to marginalized communities and schools.
Correct.
But their participant base is pretty normal student dancers.
Yes, that appears to be the case. Once again, I didn't mean that as an overall criticism of the organization, simply something
No.
the application.
Not at all. I didn't take it that way. I just wanted to point out that their outreach and services tend to be toward into schools and communities. But they also do quite a lot of normal events and performances.
Yes.
All right. That sounds like it has clarified a few things, which is good. Anything else for the good of the cause before we have you score them? Okay. Please score.